And he's going to, we're going to break from our John studies in John, and we're going to just listen to Mike today. He's got something prepared for us, and I'm sure it's going to be a treat for all of us.
所以我们今天呢，特别邀请的讲员是麦克弟兄啊。 那所以我们先中断一下以前学习约翰福音的进度，然后麦克弟兄今天特别为我们准备了一些属灵的看见啊，我们会上午的时间都交给他。Now
let's before we begin, let's just bow our heads and we'll just ask the Lord's blessing upon us.
那我们先开始一个开始的祷告。Father,
how we thank you for your word.
父啊，我们要如此的感恩，为了您的话语。
It tells us of that life that was in your bosom, in your heart, from all eternity.
因为那显明了在你怀中，在你心里的那个生命，带我们到永远的圣子的生命。
And you've revealed him to us.
您把他启示给我们。
In the flesh.
道成肉身。
And that beautiful life that's recorded in our scriptures.
这如此美好的生命在我们的圣经里启示出来。
And his compassion and love for mankind.
告诉我们他的爱，如此的大，在对我们人。
They show your love to us.
也把您的爱显明给我们看。Now,
Father, we thank you that he went to that place of Calvary that we might enjoy that love close up.
父啊，我们如此感恩他去到十字架上，让我们能够享受与您一同的爱。
We might be brought into a very close and loving relationship with you.
让我们能够建立如此有爱、紧密和您的关系。
And so, Father, we would pray today that your Holy Spirit might strip away anything that might hinder your working in our hearts.
父啊，我们盼望今天圣灵能够挪走我们里面拦在和您相交的一切的障碍。
Lord, open your word to your servant, Mike.
也求您带领我们的仆人，您的仆人麦克弟兄。
And speak to us, we pray.
也向我们的心说话。
And we give you thanks for all your grace and your goodness to each one of us in Jesus' name.
我们为您给我们的一切的恩典和祝福献上感恩，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Okay. Well, if you hope you don't mind me standing up.
希望大家不介意我站着讲。But
I travel a lot and I spend a lot of time sitting on airplanes.
所以我经常旅行步道，所以我经常坐着，所以我今天还站着讲。And
a lot of time sitting studying the Bible.
我也坐着读经。So
every chance I get to stand up, I'd like to do so.
所以任何有机会站着的时候，我都喜欢站着。And
I'd like if you have Bibles, turn to Genesis chapter 4, please. Genesis chapter 4.
所以如果手上有圣经呢，就翻开创世纪的四章。
And we're going to look at the first, or at least read the first 16 verses, and I'll ask our brother to do that in Mandarin, if he would.
Yes. 1 to 16, right? 1 to 16. 好，那我们先看创世纪四章的一节到十六节，我们还是按照以前的那个方式啊，用中文一节一节读下去。一节到十六节，有一日那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕，生了该隐。
便说：“耶和华使我得了一个男子。”又生了该隐的兄弟亚伯，亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有日，该隐拿着地里的产为供物，献给耶和华。亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂乳献上。耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不到。 只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说：“你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦呢？你若行得不好，罪就伏在你门口。他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。”该隐与他弟兄亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他弟兄弟。 亚伯把他杀了。耶和华对该隐说：“你兄弟亚伯在哪里？”他说：“我不知道，我岂是该属我兄弟的吗？”耶和华说：“你做了什么事呢？你的兄弟的血有声音从地底向我哀告。”黑开了口。
从你手里接过你兄弟的血，现在你必从这地受咒诅。
你种地，地不再为给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。
该隐对耶和华说：“我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。
你如今敢使我离开这地，以致不见你面，我必流离飘荡在地上。凡遇见我的，必杀我。”
耶和华对他说：“凡杀该隐的，必遭报七倍。”耶和华就给该隐立一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。
于是该隐离开了耶和华的面，去住在伊甸中间何德之地。
Amen. Okay.
So the book of Genesis is known as the seed plot of the Bible.
所以我们常把创世纪呢，比喻成了圣经的一个种子的经文，一个种子的一卷书啊。
So many of the great themes that run all through the Bible have their start here.
因为很多的主题啊，贯穿整个圣经的主题，你都能看见它起始点都是在创世纪。
There's no book in the Bible being more severely attacked than the book of Genesis.
也所有的圣经书呢，也没有像创世纪一样被如此密集的被世界攻击。
Because it's the foundation.
因为它是基础啊。
And you see, if you can destabilize the foundation, the whole house falls down.
所以如果你能让这个根基动摇呢，整个房子就塌了。
So we believe that the devil, who's revealed in the book of Genesis.
所以我们知道呢，在创世纪里显明的这个恶者啊，那魔鬼。
Wants to somehow discredit this book.
总是想方设法让你不相信这卷书的话。
So people will not take him seriously or listen to his lies.
以至于人们呢，就可以说，哎，我不需要把这本书的话呢，太当真。
And so we want to look at one of the great themes that is found in the Bible in this chapter.
所以我们今天呢也要看一个主要的主题，在整个圣经有贯穿，也从这一节这本书里有起始。
Often when you think of religion in the world,
当你想到地上的宗教的时候，
you might think of one religious group attacking another religious group.
你常会想到呢一个宗教的团体攻击另外一个宗教的团体。
So if you go to places like India.
比方说你去印度，
often the Hindus attack the Christians.
经常是印度教呢攻击基督教。
If you go to France, I just heard on the news today.
比方说去法国，就像今天我们看见报纸一样。
That they have just done the government have just issued a report on persecution in France.
政府也刚刚讲到了在法国发生的这个迫害的。
And they said that 100 Muslims had been attacked for their faith.
因为说100个穆斯林呢被攻击了哈。
And then 1,200 Christians had been attacked for their faith last year.
然后1000多个基督徒呢去年也因为他们的信心被攻击了。
So where does all this come from?
那这些的冲突哪里来呢？
Well, we have to go to the book of Genesis.
我们要回到创世纪。
And we'll see its origin.
我们看见它的源头在哪里。
We're going to see a religious man.
我们看见一个宗教的人。
A man who has a religion that is based on his ideas rather than what God has revealed.
一个人，他有他的宗教，基于他的认识，而不是神的启示。
And this religious man is going to attack another man.
这样的一个人呢，这样一个在宗教里的人，他要攻击另外一个人。
Who has faith in God based in the revelation in the scriptures.
那个人呢他有对神的信心，基于什么呢？基于神对他的启示。
So we also need to observe a close connection between chapter 3 and chapter 4.
所以我们要看一下这个三章和四章之间紧密的一个联系。
Chapter 3 begins with the beginning of sin in man.
那三章是在讲人里面的罪起始是怎么来的。
And we're going to see that first sin doesn't stay isolated, but it spreads.
我们看见的最初的罪，它并不是来了以后就单独待在那，相反，它开始蔓延。
And Adam passes on his sinfulness to his offspring.
然后亚当把他的罪性就传给了他的后裔。
And it keeps on going.
然后一直持续。
When my oldest boy was a baby, a little boy.
然后当我的孩子，我大儿子还是个小孩子的时候，
one of the first words out of his mouth，
他讲的第一句话就是
was no，
就是不。
And then one of the second words out of his mouth were mine，
第二个词就是我的。
How did that little cute baby turn out to be such a monster?
这个小小孩怎么会突然变成可憎的一个像怪物一样的人呢？
He got it from his dad.
他从他父亲那里继承的。
Right? And I got it from my dad.
我也从我父亲那里继承。
And he goes all the way back to Adam.
然后这一路往上就找到亚当了。
So we're going to see this progression of sin.
所以你会看见这样的罪的一个代际的这个传承呢。
It's like leprosy.
就像那个大麻风传染一样。
It's like AIDS.
就像艾滋病一样。
It spreads.
它就一直传啊传传下去。
Or SARS or the flu virus or whatever.
就像那个 SARS, 就像这个感冒病菌一样。
So we want to just look at how this all happens.
让我们看一下这个是怎么发生的。
And we're also going to find out that it's the start of a world system.
你会看见这是一个世界体系的开始。
Where people try to find happiness without God.
这个开始的时候呢，人们总是想，我先不要神，我能不能找到快乐？
So it's really a very important chapter in the Bible.
所以这圣经这一段呢，它是一个非常重要的一个开始。
So the first thing we need to recognize is this.
第一件事我们要承认的是呢，
that the events in chapter 4 take place outside of the Garden of Eden.
四章的内容已经在伊甸园之外了。
And the curse that occurred because of man's sin is already in effect.
因为人的罪呢，这样的咒诅啊，已经开始发生了。
The curse pronounced in chapter 3 is already in effect now in chapter 4.
那三章讲的咒诅呢，已经在四章开始发生作用了。
So it's important for us to realize that.
所以这一点是我们要记得的。
Notice verse 24 of chapter 3.
记得在三章二十四节是这么讲的。
He drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life.
于是把他赶出去，这就是上帝做了哈。又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯，基路伯就天使和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道。
So we're outside the garden.
现在呢，我们已经是在伊甸园外了。
Access to the tree of life is now blocked.
那接受生命树的路呢，已经被挡住了。
Angelic beings are guarding the way back to the tree of life.
那这个天使已经在那个路上呢，手把守了。
Because if you remember the tree of life, if Adam and Eve would have eaten that, they would have lived forever.
你记得呢，你要知道，当亚当夏娃犯罪之后，如果他再吃生命树的果子，他就永远不死。
And God did not want man to live forever in his sinful condition.
因为人如此的有爱，神如此的有爱，他不希望人在犯罪之后，在罪的痛苦中永远活着。
He's got a better solution.
他还有一个更好的解决方案。
So we have to keep that in mind.
我们要记得这样的一个事实。
So it begins with Adam knew Eve his wife.
那现在呢，从亚当夏娃开始了，那他和他的妻子同房了。
And she conceived the first ever pregnancy since the world began.
那夏娃开始有人以来的第一次怀孕了。
You wonder how that went because she had no mother-in-law to tell her what to expect.
你可以想象这次怎么会，因为她没有母亲来告诉她生孩子怎么回事，她是第一个。
There were no books written about having a baby.
也没有任何书籍来讲到怀孕生孩子是怎么回事。
There was no YouTube channel to look on.
也没有这个 YouTube 的频道让你去查一查。
All she had was a promise that in pain you will bring forth children.
她所有知道的信息就是神在三章说的，你生产呢、必经历痛苦。
Yes. Chapter 3 verse 16, to the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In sorrow you will bring forth children. Your desire shall be to your husband, he shall rule over you.
那三章的十六节啊，创世纪又对女人说，这是神说的，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚。
So it must have been quite a fearful event, really.
所以也许他会觉得，哦，这还是有点可怕的事情。
Just this promise that it's going to be a very sorrowful experience.
因为这样的神的话呢，是预示着一个不是太喜乐，就是比较有点痛苦的过程。
Anyway, she bare a son called Cain.
那不管怎么样呢，他就生了一个孩子啊，叫该隐。
And Cain means got or acquired.
这个该隐的意思呢，就是得了哈，就是我得到了。
So what she's saying is, I've got or acquired a man from the Lord.
他的意思呢就是哎我得了我从神那得了一个孩子。
And so just the idea that she's got this man from God. And so maybe in her mind she's thinking that this is the promised seed, chapter 3 verse 15.
也许在他的脑子里啊他可能认为这个孩子呢就是三章十五节讲的那个未来要来的后裔。
Remember that there was a promise that the seed of the woman would destroy the serpent.
因为三章十五节的后半段，你记得神给了个应许，说女人的后裔要伤你的头，就是伤蛇的头。
And there seems to be some optimism in her mind as she gives birth to this child. I've got this man from the Lord. Maybe this is the promised seed.
所以你可以想象，在她的脑子里，夏娃的脑子里，她有一些的很乐观的盼望，就是哎，我现在终于得到这个神应许的这个后裔了，能够击败仇敌。
And then it says she again bare his brother Abel.
啊，接着呢，他四章又说呢，又生了一个孩子叫亚伯。
So the second son is born.
老二就生了哈。
Now not necessarily the second child, but the second son.
啊，不一定是第二个孩子，但应该是第二个儿子。
Notice Genesis 5 verse 4. I want you just to see something here.
因为我们看一下创世纪的五章四节，看看是怎么说的。
It says the days of Adam after he had begotten Seth were 800 years, and he begat sons and daughters.
那创世纪五章四节说呢，亚当生赛特之后，又再是八百年，并且生儿养女。
And so the Bible doesn't tell us about all of the children of Cain and Abel. Of Adam and Eve.
圣经没有把所有亚当夏娃的孩子呢都一一列出来。
In fact, if the Bible told us about every child that was born, you wouldn't be able to carry a Bible around with you. It'd be so big, right?
如果上帝把所有的生下的孩子都一个个名字告诉我们呢，那这本圣经就太大了。
So God only wants to tell us about the main characters.
神只要告诉我们的最重要的事情。
In fact, some people have observed that really the book of Genesis is the history of seven men.
所以事实上有的人看见的创世纪就是七个人的历史。
Okay, and I'll give you those men.
那七个人我告诉你。
So Adam,
亚当
Abel,
亚伯
Noah,
挪亚
Abraham,
亚伯拉罕
Isaac,
以撒
Jacob,
雅各
and Joseph.
和约瑟。
And everybody else who's mentioned is only in the story because of their relationship to these seven men.
那其他的人被提到呢，都是因为他们和这七个人的关系被提到的。七个人是主线。
So just keep that in mind. He's only giving us the main characters that are going to carry the story forward.
所以要记得呢，神要给出来最主要的人物，然后来把这个故事呢主线按照这主要的人物讲下去。
Because he cannot go down every rabbit trail, if you like.
所以他不能把每一个细枝的事情都讲出来。
So we get this second son, and Abel means vanity or worthless.
那亚伯意思是就是虚空或者不值得的，不配得的。
So you get the idea that maybe Eve has lost her optimism.
也许呢，你会觉得，哦，生亚伯的时候，夏娃已经失了她的盼望，失了她的乐观。
First child, I've got a man from the Lord.
第一个孩子出生的，她很高兴，哎呀，我从神那得了一个。
Second child, worthless.
第二个呢，就哎呀，没什么价值了。
But imagine calling your boy worthless.
你可以想想，管你的儿子叫没什么价值啊。
That would make him feel really good. Now maybe you called your son worthless sometimes, but not as his real name.
也许你有时候生气的时候会对你的儿子发火啊，说你真是没有价值，但你不会把这个取成他的名。
And I wonder if she thinking she'd hoped that Cain was the promised seed, but now she realized it was hopeless.
所以也许他是这样的。过程就当他盼望该隐是那个被应许的后裔，然后等到生亚伯的时候，他发现这个其实并不是这样。
Maybe Cain was already saying no and mine.
该隐那个时候可能已经说了不，这是我的，他意识到不对了。
The important thing to know is that Cain and Abel were born in the same family.
那另外一个重要的事呢，就是该隐和亚伯是同一个家庭出生的。
They shared the same nature.
他们 分享了同样的本性。
They grew up in the same environment.
在同样的环境里长大。
So their acceptance or rejection by God has nothing to do with these things.
那接受或者拒绝哈、啊，关于神的道呢，跟这个都没有什么关系。
Their background was identical.
因为他们的背景啊，其实是完全一样的，因为同一个家庭。
And it tells us that it's possible to have two children in the same family.
因为也许他们只有这两个孩子在这儿。
One who listens to God and believes God's word.
一个呢听神的话，相信神的道。
And one who just believes his own ideas.
另外一个就是相信自己。
It's a possibility.
就是一个概率。
And we've got to see that.
那我们可以看哈。
Where they do differ is their chosen occupations.
那他们真正不同的呢，显明出来是他们选择的职业。
It tells us that Abel was a keeper of the sheep.
那亚伯呢是放羊的。
Now we want to think about that choice as an occupation.
那你可以想一想这个职位啊，作为一个职业。
Because it's very obvious that it wasn't because of meat production.
因为这是很明显啊，这个是因为。It's not because of meat production.
Yeah, it's not to produce lamb chops.
Okay. Yeah, 就是他不是不是为了这个做羊排的，就是为他不是为了肉的。
Because initially man was to eat the fruits of the trees and you know the vegetables.
因为最早人是要吃树上的果子的。
It was only in Genesis 9 and verse 3 that God gives permission for man to eat meat.
因为这是。创世纪的九章的三节哈，人才开始可以吃肉了哈，神告诉人可以吃肉了。
Every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you, even the green herb, even have I given you all things, but flesh with the life thereof, with the blood thereof shall you not eat, but you could eat meat, but not the blood.
九章三节说呢，凡活着的动物可以做你们的食物，这一切我都赐给你们，如同菜蔬一样，唯独肉带着血是不可以吃的。就是神从那时候开始才让人吃肉，但是呢，只是不能喝血。
So if we're not going to be eating lamb chops, why bother keeping sheep?
所以呢，如果哈，假设这样回头看亚伯，我们都不能为了养羊来，为了它的肉，那我们养羊干什么呢？
Well, I suppose there's two reasons you could keep sheep.
那我觉得呢，可能有两个原因他养羊。
One of them was for clothing.
第一呢，可能是为了衣服。
Right?
Yeah.
Wool and using that to make clothing.
那因为羊毛嘛，我们可以当衣服。
And the other reason would be for sacrifice.
第二个原因呢，很可能是用来献祭的。
Okay, so that's the question. Why did he keep sheep? It wasn't obviously those were the reasons.
Yeah, 就是首先我们明白他为什么要去放羊啊，做这个职业，虽然不能吃羊肉。
On the other hand, Cain, we're told, is a tiller of the ground.
那第二呢，该隐他是种地的。
He was a farmer. He grew vegetables.
就是他是个农夫啊，他种这些蔬菜。
Okay, so that's their chosen occupation.
这是他们的职业。
And then verse 3, very interesting verse.
那第三节呢，很有意思的一节。
It says in the process of time.
在有一天。
Or from Hebrew, I understand it means at the end of the days.
就是众多天的最后一天啊。
And I wonder, just is it the idea that that maybe the end of the days would be the Sabbath day? Remember, God had 6 days He made the world, and the seventh day He rested. And so, could it be that on that day, the end of the days, after the work week was over?
所以在希伯来文原文里面有一日，就是说呢，几日之后的最后那一天。那这一天呢，它应该是指向的安息日的，因为神告诉我们呢。他六天做工哈，那第七天他要安息了，应该是几天之后的那一天。
It says that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering to the Lord.
那该隐拿地里的出产呢，献供物给耶和华。
So I want to suggest to you that there was an appointed time when people were to do this.
那我要告诉大家呢，这个是一个人们要做的时候是被指定的这一个时刻。
Just thinking, maybe the Sabbath day, that's when they would do this.
那也许。就是在安息日要做这个。
And if you bring something, you normally bring it somewhere, right?
如果你带一些东西，你总是要带到一个地方去，对吧
So I reckon that as well as an appointed time, there was an appointed place where they were to bring their offering.
所以不但有指定的一天呢，还会有指定的地方。
I wonder where that would be.
那我在想呢，这会是哪里呢？
I wonder is it Genesis 3:24?
我在想是不是创世纪的三章二十四节讲的地方呢？
Remember he placed the cherubim at the east of Eden.
那我觉得是不是就在那个伊甸园的东面啊？
So maybe the place that they brought the offering was the place where the cherubim were at the entrance to the Garden of Eden.
那也许就是伊甸园的东面基路伯看守的地方，那他们会把供物带到那里去。
Now why would I think that?
为什么我这么想？
Because later on in the Bible,
因为后面圣经呢，
we find that the place where the blood was to be placed was between the cherubim on the Ark of the Covenant, right?
所以我们都知道，在后面当以色列人带着祭物去献祭的时候呢，那个血也是要带到基路伯面前去的。
Exodus 5 verse 22。
出埃及记的五章。
Exodus 25 verse 22。
出埃及记二十五章的二十二节。
And there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim which are upon the ark of the testimony of all things which I will give thee in commandment to the children of Israel.
对，出埃及记二十五章的二十二节，我要在那里，这是神自己说的，与你就是摩西相会，又要从法柜施恩座上二基路伯中间和你。说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切。
And then I'm going to read from Psalm 99 verse 1.
然后我们再看诗篇的九十九篇的一。
It said, The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sits between the cherubim, let the earth be moved.
对，诗篇九十九篇的一节说呢，耶和华作王，万民当颤抖，他坐在二基路伯上，地当摇动。这都是支持的经文啊，告诉我们为什么会是在基路伯面前献祭的。
Now to add weight to my argument, I'd like you to look at verse 16 of chapter 4.
然后为了增强我的逻辑呢，我要大家看一下创世纪的四章的十六节。
It says, And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden.
他说，于是该隐离开耶和华的面，去住在伊甸东边挪得之地。
So you get my idea. They're bringing their offering at a certain appointed time to a certain appointed place.
所以呢，我们得结论呢，他们带着祭物，在一个指定的时间去了一个。
And God says, actually, the place I'm going to meet with man is between the cherubim.
所以神说呢，我要与人相见的地方就是二基路伯之间的这个位置。
And so when Cain went out from the presence of the Lord, he went away from the Garden of Eden and the cherubim at the east of Eden.
所以当该隐离开耶和华面的时候，他就离开了看守那个生命树的。伊甸园东门的这两个基路伯其实就是神的同在的地方，他就远离了。
So here's a question.
那现在有个问题。
I'm going to let my friend have a drink of tea because he several times he's tried to get tea and I've said turn to this, so let him get his cup of tea.
Thank you.
Okay. So if there's an appointed time and an appointed place.Could it be also that there was an appointed offering that they had to bring?
所以我要大家想一个问题，如果时间是指定的，地点是指定的，那供物的品类是不是指定的呢？
I think that would be true.
那我觉得这就是了。
So Cain brings of the fruit of the ground.
所以该隐带着地上的出产来了。
And I'm sure, because if anybody's ever done any gardening,Especially in a cursed world, it's hard work.
所以我相信啊，大家如果有种过地的都知道，如果地是被咒诅的呢，种地是很辛苦的。
And if you've ever seen a basket of vegetables, it looks very attractive.
如果你看到一篮子的种出来的蔬菜啊，是真的很吸引人。
So what Cain brings is hard work, and it looks really nice.
所以该隐带来的是什么？是他的辛勤的工作的成果，看起来是非常好的。
Lots of sweat and effort has gone into producing this.
那这一篮子的蔬菜背后是他非常多的辛苦和汗水。
And maybe he was really sincere.
而也许他是非常诚心来的。
Right? I mean, maybe he really was sincere about this, bringing this hard work of his labors to God.
他带着他的辛勤劳动的成果来到神面前，他是非常诚心的。
On the other hand,
另外呢
it says Abel in verse 4 also brought of the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof.
那亚伯也将他四节啊，羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。
And so the idea is that he brought the first and best. Okay? Usually the firstborn is the strongest. Right? This weakness comes in when you get others afterwards. So the first and best of the flock he brings to the Lord.
所以亚伯带着他的羊群里头生，一般来说头生总是最强壮的那一个，他带着那头生的来到神面前。
And it says, the Lord had respect to Abel and to his offering, but to Cain and to his offering, he had not respect.
耶和华呢就看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。
One of the offerings was accepted, the other one was not accepted.
一个被接受了，一个被拒绝了。
And I wonder, how did God show his acceptance?
那我在想呢，神是怎么样来显明他的接受和拒绝？
Maybe it's just a thought on my part, but I just want to throw this out here. I wonder, did the fire from God fall and consume the offering?
那只是我脑子里的想哈，因为在圣经里其他地方出现过，就是也许天上降火把亚伯的供物烧了。
We won't take the time of looking, but maybe we will. We'll do that. Let's do it. Look at 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 18.
那我们看一下这种例子哈。列王记上十八章。
This is when Elijah is challenging the prophets of Baal.
这是以利亚。以利亚在摩利亚山上啊，来挑战巴利的那些先知们。
And it says, "And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God." And all the people answered and said, "It is well spoken."
Which verse?
18 verse 24.
十八节，十八章的二十四节哈，他说呢，列王记上十八章二十四节，你们就是巴利的先知们，求告你们神的名，我也求告耶和华的名，那降火显应的神就是神。众民回答说，这话甚好。
And remember the prophets of Baal there.They're kind of cutting themselves and they're shouting to their God and crying out to their God and nothing happens.
Yeah. 你都记得巴利的先知在这之后啊，他们都刺自己啊，大声的喊啊，然后各种各样的形式，但是什么也没有发生。
And Elijah kind of mocks them and he says, well, shout louder, maybe he's gone for a walk or something, you know.
所以以利亚呢就嘲笑他们说，你们喊大声点，也许你们的神正在散步，我没听见。
And then Elijah made it really difficult for his to be the one, because he drenched it with water.
然后以利亚呢，在这之后呢，他使他的这个方式啊变得更难，因为他把水倒在他的这个祭物的。
And where did he get the water from? Because they've had a drought for 3.5 years. It hasn't rained.
你要知道呢，三年半没有下雨了，这个水从哪里来的？
I reckon it was sea water.
我觉得呢是海里的海水。
Right, where are you going to get water from? There's none, right? It's barren.
因为完全没有水了，这整个全地都没有水。
So he's making it really hard. He's making it so that unless God answers, it's not going to happen.
他使这件事情变得很难啊，就除非是从神来的，他这样用水把祭物都浇了，把沟渠都满了，这不可能是人能够让他烧起。
Verse 38 says, Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench.
38节，于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木柴、石头、尘土，又烧干沟里的水。
And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, He is the God, and the Lord, He is the God.
众民看见了，就伏伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
So could it be, and that God answered Abel by consuming his offering on the altar by fire?
可不可能是这样呢？神响应亚伯的祷告和祭物，就是神降火把亚伯的祭物烧了。
I suspect that that's how it was indicated.
我觉得呢，有可能。
But it says to Cain and his offering, he had not respect.
但至少呢，该隐他的祭物呢，没有被悦纳。
And the big question is why?
那大的问题来了，为什么呢？
Is God being unfair here?
是不是神在这里不是太公平呢？
I mean, surely didn't Cain do his best?
当然，该隐是也是尽了他的力。
Didn't he work hard?
他没有努力工作吗？
Is God being having favorites? Is he showing favoritism?
那是不是神有点偏心呢？
Well, that's a good question.
这是个很好的问题啊。
I'd like you to look to the New Testament now.
我们现在看一下新约的一段。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书的十一章。
And oftentimes, the best commentary on the Old Testament is the New Testament.
所以旧约的很多时候的最好的解释啊，就是从新约来解释旧约。
So verse 4 says, by faith, Abel, Hebrews 11 verse 4, by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead.Yes, speaker.
十一章四节，希伯来书，亚伯因着信，献祭与神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神指他礼物所做的见证。他虽死了，却因着信仍旧说话。
Now let me ask you a question.
好，我问你个问题。
Were both men sinners?
两个人都是罪人。
Yes, Abel was a sinner, wasn't he?
亚伯也是个罪人，对不对？
Right? Because he's a descendant of Adam.
因为他是亚当的后裔嘛。
Okay? So both men are sinners.
两个人都罪人。
And what sets these two men apart is the sacrifice was more excellent that Abel offered.
那两个人的区别就是那亚伯的祭物比该隐的更蒙神悦纳。
And it was offered by faith.
而因为他是借着信心献的。
Now, does that mean that Abel just believed harder than Cain did?
是不是这么认为？就是亚伯信的比该隐更强呢？就是更深呢？是不是这个？
See, what do we mean by faith?
我们说的凭着信是什么意思？
Does it mean you just believe it harder?
是不是你说，哎，我更信一点？
Do you think the prophets of Baal believed really hard?
你们看一下那刚才那个巴利先知啊，他们信的也很深的。
Were they sincere? They're cutting themselves, right?
他们真的很虔诚，到一个程度，他们砍来割自己，刺自己。
They really believed hard.
他们真的很信的。
There's a lot of people believe things really hard.
所以今天地上有很多人信一样东西是很信的很深的。
Remember the Titanic?
记得泰坦尼克。
Everybody on that ship believed that it would never sink.
每一个在船上的人上船的时候都相信这船是不沉的。
So when it hit the iceberg,
所以当然当船碰到冰山的时候
people still carried on at their dinner table eating their dinner.
人们还在他们的餐桌前继续吃饭。
Because this is not going to sink.
因为他们没有人相信这船会沉的。
Because they believed.
因为他们真的相信。
But they believed the wrong thing.
问题是他们信错了东西。
See, faithmust have a proper object.
所以信心的客体信心的对象比你信的程度要重要得多。
And faith often is based on a prior revelation.
而且信心总是起源于上来的上面的启示啊，就是启示比你信的程度更重要。
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
信道是听道来的听道是神的话来的。
So faith is believing something that God has already revealed.
所以信总是去信那神启示给你那客观的真理。
So had God already revealed something about the kind of sacrifice that would be acceptable to him?
那神有没有启示什么样的祭物是神悦纳的呢？
Look at Genesis 3:7.
我们来看一下创世纪的三章七节。
It says, speaking of Adam and Eve, the eyes of them both were opened. They knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，亚当夏娃才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己编做裙子。
So they clearly knew they were naked.
他们知道他们是赤身的。
And they tried to cover up their nakedness and shame.
他们就想，哎呀，能让这个羞耻啊能够被遮盖。
But it was using the fruit of a cursed earth to cover themselves.
但他们却用一个已经被咒诅的地的出产的这个叶子啊来遮盖它。
Now look at verse 21.
来看21节。
Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them.
三章二十一节创世纪，耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
So how do you get skins off an animal?
你怎么得着动物的皮呢？
You gotta kill it, don't you?
你总是要先杀了它。
Right? When I was little, my mother had a sheepskin rug. Okay? And it was woolly on one side, and on the other side it was leathery, right? Because it was the skin, dried, but it was that's what it was.
Yeah. 在我小的时候呢，我妈妈会在家里铺一个羊皮做的毯子啊。那我们都很知道，这样的毯子呢，一面都是毛茸茸的，但另一面就是皮了。这个皮是从动物身上直接割下来的，所以这个是。
So God is saying the only way your nakedness and shame can be properly covered.
这是神就告诉我们，这是唯一的方式，你的赤身的羞耻能被遮盖。
If some other animal is killed and its blood shed, and then you can be covered up.
这就意味着，除非其他的动物杀了、被杀了、血流了。这样的血才能暂时遮盖你的羞耻。
And that's why it tells us it was by faith that Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice.
这就是希伯来书十一章讲的，借着信心啊，亚伯所献的祭更美。
See, Abel knew I'm a sinner.
所以亚伯知道我是个罪人。
And I deserve to die.
我配得的就是死啊。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死，罪的代价就是死。
But that God somehow will accept a substitute instead of me.
那神有的时候呢，他是可以接受一个替罪羊啊，替代的物了，而不是我。
An innocent substitute.
啊，一个无罪的、无辜的替代羊。
And normally in the Old Testament sacrifices.
所以在旧约里呢，这样的一个祭物常是什么呢
？They would find a lamb without blemish.
啊，他们会找到一只羊，无瑕的，没有瑕疵的。
They would bring it to the altar.
他们会把这只羊带到祭坛面前。
And then they would lay their hands on the head of the animal.
他们会把手放在这个羊的头上。
And what are they doing?
他们在干什么呢
？They're transferring their guilt to this substitute.
他们会把他的罪哈。
Be my visual aid here.
他们把他的罪呢，借着按手在这个羊的头上，传给了这只羊。
The knife is taken, the throat is cut, and the blood is poured out, and the innocent substitute dies instead of the guilty sinner.
所以呢，在这他把他的罪给到这只替罪羊的时候呢，祭司就把这只羊杀了，羊的血流出来，罪的代价显明了，然后我这个有罪的人呢。我得赦了。
So Abel is saying, God, I know I deserve death. I am a sinner.
所以亚伯来献这个祭物的时候，他其实隐含了一个假设，他知道他是一个罪人，他该死的。
But based on your revelation, I bring this substitute to you.
所以呢，借着你的启示，我把这替罪羊带到你面前来了。
And the fire falls, and God says, Yes, I accept it.
所以天上降火，说明神悦纳了，说好的，我接受了。
So it says that.It was a more excellent sacrifice.
这就是希伯来书十一章说他献的祭物，亚伯的祭物更美的意思。
And so, what about you and I?
那我们想想你和我。
I remember when my oldest boy was 4 years of age.
那我想想我的老大儿子四岁的时候。
And I was teaching him from the book of Genesis.
我那时候跟他讲创世纪的故事。
And he said to me, he said, Dad, where can I get a lamb?
然后他就问我，他说，爸爸，我哪里找到这只羊啊？
And I said to him, James, why do you need a lamb?
然后我就说，哎，James，你为什么需要一只羊呢？
He said, I'm a sinner, Dad.
他说，父啊，我也是个罪人啊。
I knew that was true.
我知道这是真的。
And he knew it was true.
他也知道这是真的。
So I told him, okay, James, I'm going to read a verse from the Bible to you.
然后我说，哎，James，我来读一节圣经的经文给你。
From John's Gospel, chapter 1.
来约翰福音的一章。
And you're all experts on John's Gospel because this fine brother's been teaching it to you.
我们都知道这。
We're only halfway through.
But this is chapter 1. So.
我们来看一下约翰福音的一章啊。
The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith,Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world.
约翰福音一章的二十九节，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
So, when I was 20 years of age,
我在二十岁的时候，
what I did is I realized I was a sinner that deserved to go to hell.
我意识到我真的是个罪人，配得去地狱。
And I realized that Jesus was the Lamb of God who died as my substitute.
我也意识到耶稣那神的羔羊，他站在我的位置，他死了。
And as it were by faith, I transferred all of my guilt to him.
借着这样的信心，我把我的罪呢，转给了他。
And realized that he died to take the punishment that should have been mine.
我也意识到他死了，他承担了本来应该我承担的罪的惩罚。
And so by faith.
所以借着信心
we respond to God's revelation.
然后我们回应神的启示。
On the other hand, Cain.
另外呢，该隐，我们回到创世纪。
He brought of the fruit of the ground.
该隐干什么呢？该隐带着地里的出产来。
And although it was hard work.
当然，他也很努力的工作了。
And though it was very beautiful.
也很美啊，这个是很好的。
And though he was quite sincere in bringing it,
也他也很诚心带着这个来的。
God says, I don't want your vegetables.
但神说呢，我不要你的蔬菜。
I want a substitute.
我要一个替罪的羔羊。
That would shed its blood.
那会流出他的血替你遮盖罪的羔羊。
So Cain.Didn't see that, didn't get that.
但该隐没有接受，也没明白。
And so it says, but to Cain and his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell.
四章五节创世纪，只是看不中该隐和他的供物，该隐就大大发怒，变了脸色。
So Cain's response was he got mad.
该隐的反应就是呢，他生气了。
He's mad at God. Why don't you accept what I, all this hard work I've done? You see, I brought this to you and you don't want to accept it?
他向谁生气是什么意思呢？就是你为什么不接受呢？我真的很诚心，我带着我最好的东西来，你凭什么不接受？
You know, a lot of religious people are going to get really mad one day.
你知道很多地上的宗教人士有一天也会这样，他们会很生气。
When Jesus says to them, depart from me, I never knew you.
因为耶稣说你离开我去吧我从来没有认识你
and they're going to say but didn't we do this in your name and didn't we do that in your name
人们会说我不是以你的名做这个事做那个事我做了为你做那么多事了
I was sincere I even ended up I was a martyr or whatever
我真的很诚心我甚至为了这个我所信的我都殉道了
and yet he says depart from me I didn't know you
耶稣说呢神说呢那离开我去吧我不认识你
my wife was very religious
我的妻子呢，曾经非常的宗教化。
And one day she heard a man preach.
有一天呢，她听见一个人讲道。
And he was preaching from the prophet Isaiah.
那个人讲的是以赛亚书的一段话。
64 and verse 6.
他用了以赛亚书64章的6节。
And this is what it says.But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf, our iniquities like the wind have taken us away.
以赛亚书64章的6节，我们都像不洁净的人， 所有的义都像污秽的衣服，我们都像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去。
And the preacher says, there's nothing you can do to work your way to heaven.
所以那个传道人就说呢，你做不了任何的事啊，靠着你自己的义能够去天堂。
My wife was really mad.
然后我太太真的很生气。
Because all her life she'd been doing these good things, hoping that she'd be good enough to get to heaven.
因为她一生啊都努力在做她认为的好事啊。他认为这样的事能带他去天堂。
And now he says, there's nothing you can do.
现在来了一个传道人说，你做不了什么能让你去天堂。
And she was really mad.
他就很生气。
And then he said,
然后他说呢，
But Jesus did it all.
那个传道人说，但是耶稣替你全都做
了。You have to trust in him.
你需要信靠他呀。
And the lights went on.
然后他太太就里面的亮光就亮了。
And that night, she stopped trusting in her good works.
从那天晚上开始，她太太就不再相信她自己的努力了。
And the first time ever, she trusted in His great work on Calvary.
在她一生中，她第一次相信耶稣在十字架上所做成的那完美的工。
And her countenance definitely changed.
然后她整个一生就开始改变。
She was filled with joy.
他一生满了喜乐。
And knowing that she was going to heaven.
确据知道他要去天堂。
Not because she was a good person.
不是因为他是个好人。
But because she had a great savior.
因为他有一个伟大的救主。
And so, we can see some very important principles right here in the book of Genesis.
所以你会看见从创世纪这里开始就开始衍生出一些很重要的原则了。
So here's this man and he's really mad at God.
现在呢这个人他真的对神很生气。
And he's got a very bad face, sour face.
然后脸就变了，脸色变了。
And God says to him,
耶和华对该隐说，
Why are you so angry? Why is your countenance fallen?
你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？
Is it nice how God appeals to Cain?
是不是神不喜悦该隐？
He's reaching out to Cain.
不是他也在向着该隐要把他挽回来。
And then he says in verse 7, if you do well, will you not be accepted?
然后他神继续说，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳呢？
In other words, if you offer correctly, would you not be accepted?
神的意思就是说，如果你献的祭物是对的，就一定会被接受。
If you come with what I've asked of you,
如果你带着我要的祭物来。
In other words, God is saying to Cain, change your mind, Cain. Repent, as the Bible says it. Have a different mind. Agree with me.
所以神在这里带领该隐的方式说，该隐你要改变你的思路，改变你的想法，你要悔改。圣经中悔改就是你不要再坚持你原来认为义的东西，你转向神把他的义带来。
And he says, listen, if you don't change your mind, sin will destroy you.
然后神继续说，他说你若不改变哈，你若不这样，罪就伏在门前了。
Sin is crouching at the door, ready to destroy you, Cain.
因为罪总是待在那儿，就准备要吞吃你。
And it's the same for you and I.
大家要知道，这对你对我也是一样的。
Our sin will ultimately destroy us in the lake of fire forever and ever.
我们的罪啊，是最终。毁灭所有人在那火湖里直到永永远远。
If you like Cain are trusting in your good works or you being a good person,
如果你要像该隐那样相信你的好行为，相信你是个好人，
and all the hard work you've done,
你所做的一切的努力你信靠他，
instead of trusting in God's perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God,
而不相信神那完美的祭在十字架上所献的。
God is saying, if you don't change your mind, this is going to destroy you.
神说，你若不这样改变你的心意，这样这个罪是必然毁灭你的。
He's reaching out to Cain. He's appealing to Cain.
他是要把该隐挽回来哈。
And God always does that. That's His heart.
这是神的心呐，神不愿意一人沉沦。
He's giving you an opportunity.
他也给你一个机会。
He's appealing to you today through the Holy Spirit to come with the acceptable sacrifice.
他今天也是借着圣灵要把这话传递给你，要来到他的祭物面前。
So how does Cain respond?
那该隐怎么回答的呢？
It says, verse 8, Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Verse 8.
第八节，该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。
And so, sad to think that the first person born into the world after the fall is the first murderer.
这是很悲哀的一个事实，地上出生的，由父母生的第一个人，在他堕落之后，也成为地上的第一个杀人凶手。
And it was a religiously motivated murder.
而且这样的杀人动机是宗教驱动的。
He's jealous at a man that has confidence in God and His revelation.
他嫉妒一个信靠、完全相信神的这样的一个人。
He's jealous of a man who knows he's accepted before God.
他嫉妒一个相信自己已经被神悦纳了的人。
Now again, we want to think through this very carefully.
那我们要想一想这个啊，我们
10:30 Okay, right. Well, we will pick this up next time. I do not want to deprive you of your coffee break. That would not be acceptable. But anyway, we'll carry on with this because, as you say, there's some very important principles here.
Yeah. 那我们下一个小时我们再继续啊，我们后面会有一些很重要的原则。
Okay, let's just pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for the refreshments provided for us.
主啊，我们要谢谢您为一会儿的饮食。
And we also want to give you thanks for your word that is very refreshing to our souls.
Amen. 我们更要为您的话语，这样的话语才是我们真正的灵粮。
And if there's anybody here today who's like Cain,
如果今天任何我们还有该隐心思的人。
Thinking that God should accept me on the basis of what I think is right.
我们这样想，神应该接受我认为对的，我的努力。我们有这样心思的人。
Rather than coming trusting the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
而不是相信那来带走全地罪孽的那无罪的羔羊，为我们死的基督的人。
We pray that they would change their mind.
我们盼望他会改变这心意。
And that they would indeed not allow sin to destroy them.
盼望他真正不愿意让罪来吞吃自己。
But trust in the Lord Jesus.
而是信靠耶稣基督。
We ask it for His glory. Amen.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Okay, so I've asked my dear friend here and brother to read from verse 8 of chapter 4 down to verse 15 to begin with. Genesis 4, verse 8 through 15.
好，我先帮大家用第中文先念四章的八节到十五节啊。该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。耶和华对该隐说：“你兄弟亚伯在哪里？”他说：“我不知道，我岂是看守我兄弟的吗？”耶和华说：“你做了什么事呢？你兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告，地开了口，从你手里接受你兄弟的血。现在你必从这地受咒诅，你种地必不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。”该隐对耶和华说：“我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。你如今赶逐我离开这地，以致不见你面，我必流离飘荡在地上。”凡遇见我的必杀我。耶和华对他说：“凡杀该隐的必遭报七倍。”耶和华就给该隐立一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。
Thank you. So just so we can get some New Testament light on this, I'd like to ask you to turn to 1 John 3, 1 Epistle of John chapter 3, verse 12.
那我们来看一下约翰一书的三章十二节。能让我们有一个更好的理解。
Keep your finger in chapter 4, because we're going back there.
我们一会儿还要回到创世纪的四章。
And 1 John 3 verse 12 says, Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him, because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous.
约翰一书啊，书信里面的最后的三卷书，约翰一书的三章十二节，不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
So the Apostle John tells us Cain was of that wicked one.
所以使徒保罗，使徒约翰告诉我们呢，该隐是那恶者。
So behind his actions are the promptings of the evil one.
那在他的行为背后呢，其实是有恶者的动机的。
And what really follows in this chapter, chapter 4 of Genesis?
那创世纪四章的这个逻辑是什么呢？
Is really the beginning of the conflict between the two seeds.
就是两个种子之间的冲突。
So again, if you go back to Genesis 3,
我们回到创世纪的四章，三章。
Verse 15.
三章十五节。
I will put enmity between thee and the woman, that's the serpent and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, thou shalt bruise his heel.
那十五节又说，我要叫你和你女和女人彼此为仇，就是，撒旦和女人彼此为仇，你的后裔和女人的后裔也彼此为仇。
And so you're going to find this throughout the Bible.
所以你会看见这样的一个冲突是整本圣经贯穿的。
There's going to be this godly line, the seed of the woman.
会有一条线是女人的后裔，是属神的后裔一条线。
Like Abel that believed God.
像亚伯他信神。
And believe his promises.
也相信神的应许。
And then there's going to be this seed of the serpent.
那也有蛇的后裔。
Those that believe the lies of the evil one.
那相信恶者的谎言。
And those that believe the lies of the evil one.
那一些相信恶者谎言的呢？
Will always persecute those that are the godly line.
总是会迫害那属神的后裔那一支。
So we're going to see that a lot of our history in the world is going to be explained by what we see in Genesis.
所以我们刚才读到的创世纪的内容就能解释历史上一切的属灵的冲突、宗教的冲突。
Satan through Cain,
撒旦借着该隐
tries to silence the testimony of righteous Abel.
总是想要呢使那公义的亚伯的见证啊就不再发生了。
And yet the Bible tells us that though Abel is dead, yet he's still speaking.
但圣经告诉我们，即使亚伯死了，他还在说话。
So the enemy is failing.
所以撒旦是失败的。
So I want you to go now to John's Gospel, chapter 8.
我们再看一段的经文，就是约翰福音的八章。
I'm going to make you work hard after eating so much.
大家吃完了以后要多翻一点圣经了。
Look at a lot of verses.
多看一点圣经。
So John 8 verse 44.
八章的四十四节，约翰福音八章四十四节。
Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees.
这里呢，耶稣在对法利赛人说话。
They were a very religious group in Israel.
那他们是真的很宗教的一群人。
And he says to them, "You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning." Going back to Cain, and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaks of his own. He is a liar, and the father of it.
八章四十四节，约翰福音很重要的一节经文。你们就是法利赛人那些宗教人士，是出于你们的父魔鬼。你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理。他说谎是出于自己，因他本来是说谎的。也是说谎之人的父。
And the next verse says, "Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not."
那我将真理告诉你们，你们就因此不信我。
And the sad thing is that most people in our world would rather listen to a lying devil than a loving savior.
所以很悲哀的是，我们今天全地的很多人宁可相信一个撒谎的魔鬼，而不是一个良善的神。
And these religious people have always persecuted people of faith.
那宗教的人呢，总是要去迫害那信神的人。
So who was it that really was were pushing for the crucifixion of Christ?
谁把耶稣推到那个十字架的地步呢？
The Pharisees were really the ones that were calling, "Crucify him, crucify him."
所以是法利赛人那宗教人是喊得最响的，说钉死他，钉死他。
And we shouldn't be too hard on them.
我们也不要对他们太过于严苛。
Because behind it is the real enemy, the devil.
因为在他们里面其实是那真的仇敌啊，就是魔鬼。
So when we see religious people that persecute those of faith,
所以我们看见宗教人士去迫害信心的那一支的时候，
we need to remind ourselves that they're not the enemy, but the real enemy is the one they're listening to.
我们要相信呢，要告诉我们自己，他们不是那仇敌，仇敌是控制他们背后的那魔鬼。
They're deceived and they've been deceived by the liar.
他们只是被魔鬼的谎言所欺骗了。
And Cain was deceived by the liar.
该隐就是这样，他被谎言欺骗。
He says Satan was a murderer from the beginning.
因为撒旦从一开始就是杀人的。
And who committed the first murder? It was Cain, right?
谁做了第一个杀人犯呢？该隐。
So who was Cain listening to?
那该隐对是听谁的话呢？
He's listening to the liar.
他是听了那谎言之父的话。
So Cain, back in Genesis 4,
我们回到创世纪的四章。
Again we see God appealing to Cain.
我们看见呢，神又开始要挽回啊，该隐。
After Cain had murdered his brother,
该隐杀了他兄弟之后。
Verse 9 says, The Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel your brother?
四章九节，耶和华对该隐说，你兄弟亚伯在哪里呢？
Now, did God not know where he was?
上帝知不知道亚伯在哪？
Yes.
Of course he did, right? So why is he asking this question?
那他为什么要问这个问题呢？
Because he wants Cain to own up, to admit it, right? He's giving Cain an opportunity to confess and to be honest about his sin.
对，他要给该隐一个承认自己罪的机会啊，因为他虽然知道，他希望该隐还是能够回转。
And that's what God does. He, instead of just writing people off, he appeals to them to be honest about their sin.
所以这就是神的心意了。在人犯罪以后，神并不是说一下就把他抹走了，就审判了，而是呢，他还是来到神，还是来到人那里，希望人能够承认自己是罪人，能够回转。
Do you think that if Cain had come back and said, God, I killed him, would you please forgive me? I'm going to bring a lamb in, as a substitute for me. He would have been accepted.
你觉得如果该隐不是现在这个反应，是另外一种反应，他来到神面前说：“对不起，是我杀了亚伯，我知道我错了。那我现在把羊作为祭物带来啊、到你面前献祭。”你觉得神会原谅他吗
？Yeah, God wants everybody to be saved.
神会原谅，神愿意每一个人能够得救。
So he's appealing to Cain. Where is your brother, Cain?
所以神在这里呢，还是想借着这个问题想挽回该隐。
But unfortunately, Cain did not respond to this opportunity.
很不幸呢，该隐没有回应这样的机会。
He said, "I don't know."
他说我不知道。
Am I my brother's keeper?
难道我是看守我兄弟的吗
？He wasn't his brother's keeper. He was his brother's killer.
他虽然不是看守他兄弟的，但他是杀兄弟的。
But again, instead of admitting his sin, he is denying it.
所以不但没有承认，他否定了。
And that's so important that we are willing to be honest with God about our sin.
所以这如此重要，我们在神面前要对自己的罪是诚实的。
And Christianity really is the only religion that allows us to be honest with God about our sin.
全地只有信基督的真理是能够让我们在神面前对自己的罪怀诚实的心。
But it's one of the most hardest parts of Christianity.
这也是基督信仰里最难的一个部分。
Because our pride hates saying I'm wrong.
因为我们的骄傲啊，拦住我们说这句话，我错了。
We always want to make excuses.
我们总是要找理由来证明自己是对的。
And we always like to try to get away from being honest.
然后我们总是想找一个理由来躲避我们需要诚实面对的事实。
So verse 10, he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me.From the ground.
第十节，耶和华说：“你做了什么事呢？你兄弟有血，兄弟的血有声音从地里向我哀告。”
Now I'd like you just to keep your finger there and look at Hebrews 12.
好，我们先放在这儿，来看一下希伯来的十二章。
And verse 24.
希伯来书十二章的二十四节，新约希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. says this, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel.
24节，并新约的中保耶稣，以及所洒的血，这血所说的，比亚伯的血所说的更美。希伯来书12章24节。
So what God is saying is, Abel's blood is crying out from the ground to me.
所以神在这里说呢，哦，亚伯的血在地上啊，向我哀告啊。
And what do you think the blood is crying for?
那你觉得这个血是在哀告什么呢？
I believe it's crying out for judgment.
我觉得这个血在哀告公义的审判。
For justice.
要公义啊。
This innocent man has been murdered.
这个无辜的人被谋杀了。
And that the cry is for justice and for vengeance.
所以声音是在请求审判和公义。
But Hebrews says that Jesus' blood is also speaking.
但希伯来书说呢，耶稣的血也在说话。
And it's speaking of better things than Abel's blood.
而且这样的说话呢，会比亚伯血所说的更美。
If Abel's blood is crying out for justice and vengeance,
如果亚伯的血是在哀告公义和审判
，the blood of Christ is crying out for mercy and forgiveness.
那基督的血就在呼求恩典和祝福。
Because if somebody would trust in Jesus' death and His shed blood.They'll receive mercy and forgiveness.
因为任何信靠耶稣的血、信靠他的死的人，都会得着恩典和怜悯。
And that's a better message than justice and vengeance.
所以这样的一个声音会比只是哀求公义和审判的声音要更美，就是这就是这句话的意思。
And so again, we just see that these things speak.
所以我们知道这个血会说话的。
And so, verse 11 it says, and now, chapter 4, verse 11, and now thou art cursed from the earth which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength.A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth.
十一节，地开了口，从你手中接受你兄弟的血。现在你必从这地受咒诅，你种地，地不再给你效力，你必流离飘荡在地上。
So that the very earth itself now is under the curse of God, and is not as productive as it used to be.
所以现在这个地呢，就在神的咒诅之下，已经不能像以前那样产出了。
And of course.Again, we look at our world.
所以今天我们看我们的地。
And the only real legitimate explanation of the way things are is what the Bible says.
所以唯一一个能够合理、合法、合情理的解释地上所发生一切事的呢，就是你看圣经就明白。
It's a cursed world.
因为这地是受咒诅。
Thorns and thistles.
满了荆棘和蒺藜。
Bugs.
各种昆虫子。
See, I'm not much of a gardener.
我不是一个很好的这个园丁。
I don't have green fingers.
我没有这个做园丁的手。
But I remember one time we lived in Georgia and we planted a garden.
我以前在乔治亚州住过一段时间，我们也有一个小园子。
And we carefully watered the garden.
然后我们很精心的来浇灌这个园子。
And the vegetables began to come up.
然后蔬菜就开始长起来了。
And we were getting really looking forward to this.
然后我们就很期待啊，期待收获。
And then some little bug came along and ate them all.
然后很不幸的来了一群莫名其妙不知道哪里来的虫子，全吃光了。
And we didn't get to enjoy not even one carrot.
我们甚至连一个胡萝卜都没给我留下，全吃光了。
Because there are echoes of Eden everywhere you look.
因为伊甸园的回声啊，依然在今天全地回响。
And despite man's cleverness, he's never been able to put right the curse that God has placed on the earth.
无论人怎么使他的聪明和智慧，他都没有办法扭转这地被咒诅的结局。
So man comes up with pesticides and all these.Things you put on the soil.
所以人想的办法就是呢，弄个杀虫剂，赶紧弄撒一撒。
And they give you vegetables, but they give you cancer as well.
是，它是能让你蔬菜能吃着了，它同时也给你癌症了。
See, we cannot eradicate what God has set in motion.
所以你会看见神已经确定的规则啊，你没有办法去扭转它。
So why is the world the way it is?
所以是地上的现状为什么是这样？
Because of sin.
就是因为罪。
It's because of sin.
就是因为罪。
The sin of Adam.
亚当的罪,
the sin of Cain,
该隐的罪。
Can you see that sin always has consequences?
你看见这律了吗？就是罪总是有结局的，总是有后果。
Not just in time, but in eternity.
不单单是在时间里，在我们看见的今生，在永恒都有结局。
And your biggest problem this morning is sin.
所以我们今天上午，其实我们最大的麻烦还是罪。
You might think, no, no, my biggest problem is I don't have much money in my bank account.
你说不不不，其实我最大的麻烦是我银行存款不够多。
Or I need a job.
或者我需要一个工作。
Or I need a permanent resident card for Canada.
或者我需要一个加拿大的 PR card.
But that's not your biggest problem.
这不是你最大的麻烦。
Your biggest problem is that you're a sinner.
你最大的麻烦是你是个罪人。
And there will be eternal consequences for your sin unless you can find a savior.
除非你找到一个救主，否则这罪在永恒会给你带来特别糟糕的后果。
You see, you need to find a lamb.
所以你要找到一只羊啊。
An innocent lamb.
一只无辜的羊啊。
A perfect lamb.
一个完美的羊啊。
That would die in your place and take the judgment you deserve.
要在你的位置上死了，把你该当该受的惩罚呢担当了。
And why I'm so excited to be here this morning is I can point you to the lamb.
我为什么今天上午很高兴地来到你这里，就是因为我可以告诉你那只羊在哪。
Just like John the Baptist pointed to his disciples and said, Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world.
就像耶稣来之前施洗约翰的时候，他指着耶稣说呢，对他的门徒说，看哪，神的羔羊，那除去世人罪孽。
And he was pointing to the Lord Jesus.
他把人指向耶稣。
And his blood speaks better things than that of Abel's.
Amen. 就是他在十字架上所流的血，这血的声音比亚伯的血更美。
It speaks of mercy and forgiveness.
因为这血代表恩典、怜悯和赦免。
One of the songs that we love to sing.
有一个圣诗我们经常喜欢听。
And I really love this song.
我特别喜欢的一首。
Goes like this.
这么说的。
And don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to say it.
我不会唱啊，我来说出这歌词。
It says, His blood can make the foulest clean.
所以他的血啊，能使那有罪的变得洁净。
His blood availed for me.
但他的血呢，对我是在那里，就是他预备好了给我。
So, can you sing that and mean it?
所以你能不能一边想一边接受这句话。
So there's a cursed earth.
所以这里说呢，他的血是。
And then it says that Cain is
使这地受咒诅。
Cain is going to be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth.
这个你不地不再效力啊，他要流离飘荡在地上。
Because you see he's the first murderer.
因为他是第一个杀人犯了。
And remember Adam and Eve had other children.
你记得呢，亚当夏娃还有其他的儿子吗？
So what do you try and do with a murderer?
那其他的孩子看见一个杀人犯会怎么办？
Catch them and punish them, right?
要把抓住，把他惩罚他，对不对？
So God says you're going to be a man on the run.
所以神说呢，那你要是一个逃亡的人了。
Trying to escape because people are going to catch you and kill you.
因为人都会想要抓住一个杀人犯来杀了他。
You notice Cain's response.
你会看见该隐的反应是什么呢？
Verse 13 says, Cain said to the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear.
该隐对耶和华说，我的刑罚太重，过于我所能当的。
You see, Cain is filled with remorse.
该隐里面其实满了这个哀伤啊。
He's upset because of the consequences of his sin.
他的哀伤是因为呢这个罪的审判的后果太重了。
He doesn't like the results of his sin.
他很不喜欢罪的后果。
But he's not really repenting of his sin.
但他并不是说他里面悔改了这罪。
So some people are just like that.
很多人就是这样。
They want sin.
他要罪。
But they don't really like the consequences.
但他就不喜欢罪带来的后果。
Right? In other words, because the consequences can be pretty hard. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard.
神说的那过犯的分量是重的。
You see, sin is expensive.
罪是很代价很大。
Sin is messy.
罪会带来很多的混乱。
Sin spoils and ruins.
然后罪是杀害和毁坏。
Everything it touches.
他只要碰到了，他总是要毁灭，他不是去建造的。
And so, Cain doesn't like the fact that his life is really affected now from the rest of his days because of his sin.
所以该隐当面对这个事实，他的一生要开始面对这个被罪的后果所毁坏的时候，他就开始受不了。
But you get no sense that he's sorry that he killed this man.
但是他里面其实没有任何的悔改的心，说，哎呦，我真是做错了。
He just doesn't like the punishment.
他就是不喜欢这惩罚而已。
And so we can see that, that can be the way we are sometimes.
所以我们要警惕，我们有的时候也是这个样子的。
In the book of Revelation,
启示录呢，是这么讲的。
God is going to pour out his judgment on the world that rejected his son.
神会把审判临到一切在地上拒绝他儿子名的人。
And people are going to be cursing God because of the plagues.
那在那个时候啊，就是神的审判临到全地的时候，你知道全地的人的反应是什么？因为 因为他们拒绝了神的那个审判来了，他们就咒诅神的名。
Did I really say all that? They know that God is the one sending the judgments.
因为他们知道啊，神是那一个把那个审判降下来的那一位。
And they even know why he's sending the judgments.
他们也知道神为什么把这咒诅降下来。
And instead of repenting and believing,
相反，他们不去悔改和相信。
They're cursing God.
他们去咒诅神的名。
And so you see that it's the way of Cain.
所以你会看见这就是该隐，这里该隐的心态。
Cain's showing us the pattern.
就该隐把这样的情形啊，启示录的情形演出来了。
So verse 14 it says, Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from your face shall I be hid, and I will be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, And it shall come to pass that everyone that finds me shall slay me.
14节，你如今赶逐我离开这地，以致不见你面，我必流离飘荡在地上，凡遇见我的必杀我。
He's really feeling sorry for himself.
他真的为他要的遭遇感到哀伤。
And again, he's not sorry for his sin, he's sorry for the results of his sin.
但是你会看见他不是为他的罪感到后悔。
And we find that so often.
我们经常看见这样的情形。
Some sex offender gets caught.
比方说呢，一些淫乱的是被抓住了。
And he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison.
那可能他会在余生在监狱里待着。
And instead of feeling sorry for the victims that he's done all these crimes again, he's sorry for himself that he's going to be in prison for the rest of his life.
那这当事人呢，他不是说去后悔啊，他伤害的那个人，他做错的这件事，他是很懊恼，他一辈子要在监狱里待着。
So verse 16 says, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord.
所以16节说呢，该隐离开耶和华的面呢。
And so he goes east of the Garden of Eden, because the presence of the Lord is between the cherubim in the Garden of Eden. He goes away from that.
所以他就离开耶和华的面，就往更东边去了，因为耶和华的面就在伊甸园的东门。
And it says he dwelt in the land of Nod.
他就住在了挪德之地。
And that word Nod, it means wandering.
挪德翻译过来就是飘荡的意思。
And so he's really wandering away from God.
所以他总是飘荡离开神的面。
And that's the story of so many people in this world.
所以这就是今天全地很多人的故事了。
Wandering away from God.
飘荡流离离开神。
Always on the move, always trying to find something to satisfy them, but keeping going away from God.
他总是在寻找一些来满足自己的事，但是就是远离神。
You see it in individuals, you see it in nations.
你会看见人是这样，国家也是这样。
I grew up in England, and it was a place where the gospel was preached powerfully for many, many years.
我是从英格兰长大的，那个地方曾经神的福音啊是大大的被传讲。
And you go to England now, and it's far, far from that.
你今天再去英国，你会发现。
Why? My countrymen are wandering away from God.
为什么？因为我的同乡啊，他们都已经离开了神。
And that's the going away from his presence, from his enjoying him.
就离开耶和华的面。
So what does a man do if he's turned his back on God and walked away from God?
如果一个人他转背离神了，他离开神会怎么样？
Well, he's got to find something to do with himself.
他要总得给自己找点事做。
So what we have is the beginning of the what we call the world system.
那我们现在会看见的一个地上系统开始建立了。
And it's really interesting. It's kind of the origins of a lot of what we call society and culture.
很有意思，你会看见今天我们管它叫文化，叫社会，就开始建立了。
And so much of society and culture is based on the premise of how can man be happy without God.
所以今天的很多社会也好，文化也好，它都基于这样的一个基础，就是人不要神，怎么样找快乐？
What can a man fill his life with if God is not filling his life?
如果神不充满一个人，人怎么样？在没有神的情况下让自己的生活充实，这就是今天的文化。
So this is a very, very important chapter.
所以这就是一个很重要的 一节。
And we get a lot of firsts in this chapter.
所以在这一章里我们看见了很多的首先开始的一个趋势。
Genesis is the book of beginnings.
所以创世纪是一个开始的一章。
And so it explains how things began.
它解释了事情起头是什么样子的。
And so it tells us in verse 17, Cain knew his wife.
17节，该隐与妻子同房。
And of course, one of the big questions people ask is, well, where did Cain get his wife?
很多人就问啊，该隐的妻子哪里来的？
Well, remember Genesis 5, that Adam and Eve had sons and daughters, plural.
我们都知道，创世纪五章讲，亚当和夏娃生儿育女是复数的，有很多。
And it doesn't tell you about all of the sons and daughters because you wouldn't be able to carry the Bible around with you if it did.
还没有把所有人的名字都写下，否则就太重了。
It just deals with the main characters.
他只是把重要的人物提出来。
And obviously he married his sister.
那很简单呢，就是他娶了他的一个姐妹。
You say, well, isn't that incest?
你不是说，哎，这个好像不是太好吗？
Well, again, back then the gene pool was pretty pure.
你要记得在那个时候呢，基因还是非常单纯的。
Right? Nowadays, if you do that, you're going to have all kinds of consequences.
如果你今天还这么做呢，你的这个各种的麻烦就来了。
But back then, it wasn't the case.
在那个时候，这不是一个麻烦。
And so his wife was one of his sisters.
所以他的妻子呢是他的一个姐妹。
Maybe she was a rebel like Cain.
也许呢，她也跟该隐一样，是一个很悖逆的人。
She didn't seem to have any problems marrying a murderer.
所以因为她嫁给一个杀人犯也好像也没什么问题。
I would think it'd be risky to marry a murderer, wouldn't it?
如果是我呢，我就嫁给一个杀人犯还蛮难的。
He's already murdered somebody once.
因为他已经杀过一个人了。
What if she burns his dinner?
如果你不小心给他做晚饭做砸了怎么办？
But maybe she has a rebellious heart just like he does.
所以也许这个妻子也和他一样有一颗悖逆的心。
And so, she conceived and there.Son called Enoch.
所以他们就同房怀孕了，生了以诺。
Now, of course, that's not the Enoch of Genesis chapter 5.
要记得呢，这不是创世纪五章的那个属神的以诺。
This is a very different character.
这是另外一个人。
And he's famous because he built the first city.
他之所以有名，是因为他建造了第一座城。
And of course, cities are places where there's lots to do.
城里就很有很多事情可以做了。
Lots of amusements.
很多娱乐就来了。
You know the English word amusement. You know what that means?
你知道这个英语这个 amusement 这娱乐这个词是什么意思吗？
The word muse means think, and a means know.
所以呢，英语这个词呢，它是有两个部分的。Muse 这个词的词根的意思就是思想的意思。A 这个词的前缀总是说不，所以就是不思想。
So amusement is.So that people don't have to think about real things.
所以 amusement 娱乐就是告诉我们的，你不去想真实的事情，不去思考就是娱乐了。
So if Chinese children are anything like Canadian or American children,
比方说加拿大美国人啊，或者中国的孩子
，they spend hours tick 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 on there, right? So gaming and all this kind of stuff.
他们会捧这个手机几个小时几个小时的就在那玩。
So they don't have to think about life and death and eternity.
在这个时候呢，他就干脆啥也不想了，什么生啊死啊永恒根本都不想。
And remember, behind Cain, who's behind Cain? Who's the one that Cain's listening to?
所以谁是在该隐后面，谁是那个该隐驱动他的人？
Listening to the serpent, right? The liar.
是蛇吗？
You don't need God. You can be happy without God. Listen, I'll tell you what you can do. There's all these things you can do in your life and you don't have to have God in the picture.
蛇就在说呢，其实你不需要神了，你有这么多事情好玩的，你做就好了，这就可以让你很满足了，你不需要神。
So a city is a place where you can lose yourself in amusement.
所以城就是一个地方，你可以借着娱乐失丧自己。
Forget your nagging conscience that's bothering you.
忘掉你最初神放在里面良心的声音。
Keep busy, you know, find something else to do.
总是很忙，能找到一些新的事情来刺激自己。
Okay, and so it says, he named the city after his son Enoch.
所以这时候他生了个儿子，以诺建了一座城。
And unto Enoch was born Irad, and Irad begat Mahujael. Jael, and Mahujael begat Methusael, and Methusael begat Lamech.
按照他儿子的名，将城叫以诺。以诺生以拿，以拿生米户亚利，米户亚利生马土撒利，马土撒利生拉麦。
So we kind of a list of some of the descendants of Cain now through Enoch.
所以现在呢，该隐借着以诺，以诺的后代呢就开始列出来了。
And verse 19, Lamech took unto him two wives.
好，十九节，拉麦呢？这时候拉麦出来，拉麦生娶了两个妻子。
You see anything different about that from God's original plan?
你从这里你看见，有没有和神最初的计划开始又开始不同了
？See, God took the woman and brought him to the man, and they became one flesh.
你看。
Right?
神把夏娃造出来以后，把他带到亚当面前，他们二人合为一体啊，是一个。
Now you've got what we call bigamy, where you have more than one wife.
现在你会看见呢，哎，多妻出来了。
And so maybe the idea is replacing your relationship with God with sexual encounters.
这个时候呢，那人就把他性的情欲啊，来替代神人对神的这个情感了啊，又找到新的东西来满足自己。
In other words, the devil will have you busy about anything except thinking about God and eternity.
所以撒旦蛇啊，他总是会想一切的事，只要你不去想关于神的事呢，他能找到一切的方法能让你忙起来。
And then verse 20, Ada bare Jabal, he was the father of such as dwell in tents and of such as have cattle.
那二十节，亚大生亚巴。亚巴就是住帐篷、牧养牲畜之人的祖师。
So now we've got the first tent dwellers.
那第一个，我们出现了住帐篷的人了。
And maybe there's kind of involved in home improvements.
也许呢，开始有建造房屋的这个专家来了。
And maybe they're kind of the beginning of vacations, you know, kind of get restless and move around if you don't like a place.
也开始有这种度假的概念了哈，可以你就有闲暇就可以出去玩玩了。
And again, why would he raise cattle?
那再说一遍，那这个时候为什么要去牧养牲畜呢
？If it's for beef steak for the barbecue，
是不是为了肉呢？会烤肉吃
？It's in rebellion against God because He hasn't given permission yet。
这又是一个悖逆的事情，因为神并没有许可他们这时候吃肉，对不对
？But it certainly couldn't be for sacrifice because they're trying to get away from God。
当然肯定不是因为他们要献祭，因为他们已经远离神，他不会拿这个去献祭。
Unless it's the false sacrifices that God hasn't asked for.
除非他们献的干脆不是献给神，献给偶像。
And then, of course, we get the first musician.
接着我们看见第一个音乐家来了。
Verse 21, and his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all that such as handled the harp and the organ.
二十一节，亚巴的兄弟名叫尤巴，他是一切弹琴吹箫之人的祖师。
And again, is music something that can take people away from God?
所以音乐本身啊，你若不出于神，是不是也有可能让人远离神呢？
Do you know that Lucifer, before he fell,
你记得路西法啊，就撒旦在他堕落之前
played musical instruments.
路西法就是弹琴的。
And he was obviously very skilled in playing musical instruments.
而且他特别擅长做这件事情。
And you think after he fell, he lost his ability to play music?
你会看见当他堕落以后，他就失掉这个能力了。
No, I suspect that he was very good at it.
所以我很怀疑他是不是真的很擅长。
And there's no question that music has impacted rebellion in the Western world.
所以呢，毫无疑问的，在今天的西方社会呢。音乐也是很深的，从很负面的影响了年轻一代。
right? In the 1960s,
在1960年代呢,
there was a group from my home area in England called the Beatles. Anybody ever heard of the Beatles?
就是有一个组合啊, 就是我的家乡出来的, 就英国出来的这个组合, 叫 Beatles,
right?
甲壳虫,
and a whole generation went after them.
一整代的人啊, 都在追逐甲壳虫啊。
What was their essential message?
那他们的主题就是什么呢?
John Lennon said, I am more popular than Jesus Christ.
约翰列侬啊, 就是主唱啊, Beatles 的主唱就说呢, 我比耶稣更 popular, 更流行。
And so again, you can see that how music can be used in a good way, but this is people trying to get away from God.
所以你会看见音乐它被散弹利用的时候会导致一个后果，就是人都全远离神了。
And of course, there's a big difference between groups like the Beatles.
当然了，即便像 Beatles 啊，它会有一些区别。
And some of the older classical music.
比方说一些很老的这个传统的诗歌。
One of my favorite
古典音乐。
Composers is Johann Sebastian Bach.
比方说呢，巴赫，比方说约翰，Sebastian，都是两个很著名古典音乐的作曲。
And every piece of music he composed, he would sign it "Sole Deo Gloria."
他每一个音乐底下他都会 sign 一个 "Sole" 什么 "Deo Gloria,"
which means "For the glory of God."
就是意思呢，英语意思就是为了神的荣耀。
That's instead of rebellion, this is used for God's glory.
相反不是悖逆，他是为了神的荣耀在做这件事情。
So the first musicians we see here.
所以这里我们看见第一个以音乐为娱乐的人。
And one of the things that music can do is soothe away your troubling thoughts.
所以音乐可以让你跟随你的思想，我猜他是这个意思。
You remember Saul in the Old Testament?
你记得旧约的扫罗吗？
Yeah, well, he would go into these rages, these fits of rage.
所以他在一段时间特别的生气的时候。
And they would bring David in to play on his harp to soothe him.
这个时候呢，大家就把大卫带来弹琴呢，能让他安静下来。
It's interesting how they've done experiments with plants, with flowers.
有的时候人会去种各种的这个植物啊。
If they put classical music on in a greenhouse full of flowers,
如果人在很多绿色植物里面呢，就弹琴的话，
the flowers blossom and they grow and they prosper.
如果是古典的音乐啊，那这个花就长得很好啊，树这个植物也长得很好。
If they play rock music in the same place,
如果他们不弹古典音乐，来弹那个重金属啊，
they wither and die.
然后这个植物就死了啊。
That's true. That's actually been done.
这个实验是真的。
And so there's a certain sense in which music does have a soothing effect on you.
你知道呢，音乐的确是对人是有安慰作用的。
And that can be a good thing.
这是个好的一面。
But sometimes it can soothe away your troubling thoughts, you see.
所以，但是呢，你可以让你一些不好的思想啊，能够安静下来。
And instead of being honest and confessing your sin, you can just play music and you feel okay.
但是反过来呢，如果你若不归荣耀给神呢，你可能就以他为娱乐了。
So verse 22 it says,
22节,
Zila, she also bear Tubal Cain, an instructor of every artificer in brass and iron, and the sister of Tubal Cain was Naama.
那喜拉又生了土巴该隐，她是打造各样铜铁利器的。
So now we have the development of metal work and the, I guess we'd say the Bronze Age, where people using metal and tools and all this kind of stuff.
那现在来了一个这个打造铜铁利器，就是青铜的时代啊，器具的时代。
So creativity and the making of crafts and ornaments and all these different things.
然后这个创造来了，各种各样的这个。 作品就可以出来了。 And
again, we benefit from these things.
当然了，我们也在这些东西里受益。
But I want you just to get the idea that this is a civilization.
我要让大家明白，这个是文明。
That is begun by a man who's running away from God.
这个文明的起头是一个人，他离开神开始建立的。
And he's trying to build a world where men can find happiness without God.
他努力的目标就是建造一个世界，让人可以找到快乐而不需要神。
And though some of these activities are not wrong in themselves,
那当然这些的行为呢，本身有些并不是错的。
The overall intent of society and culture is to shut God out.
但是它里面的动机，它最初的目的就是使人与神隔开。
And for men to try and find happiness without it.
然后人可以在自己所造的、自己所追求的事情上得到满足。
The Bible talks about this in a very specific way in the New Testament book of Jude, just before the book of Revelation.
那圣经呢也用了一个新约的经文来更好的解释，就是犹大书启示录前的最后一卷书。
It says, "Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain."
他们有祸了，十一节啊，犹大书只有一章。犹大书的十一节，他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路。
Now, one important thing before we talk about the way of Cain.
一个很重要的是，在我们讲该隐道路之前。
Have you noticed how many times we've referred to the New Testament talking about Cain and Abel?
你会看见我们回到新约很多次都引用了新约引用了该隐和亚伯。
Cain was of that wicked one, 1 John 3.
那约翰一书啊，那三章，该隐是那个邪恶的。
Hebrews 11, by faith Abel offered a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain.
希伯来书呢讲到，该隐亚伯所献的比该隐更好。
Hebrews 12, the blood of Jesus speaks of better things than that of Abel.
Yeah, 希伯来书十二章呢说亚伯的血比基督的血比亚伯的血更美。
And now Jude 11, the way of Cain.
比如说犹大书这里十一节，他们有祸了，走该隐的路。
So if the devil can discredit the book of Genesis,
如果恶者魔鬼能够让创世纪让我们不信了
，and make you believe that it's just myths and fables,
让你相信了创世纪只是神话，只是人的故事。
Well, does that mean Hebrews is wrong?
那就意味着呢，希伯来书也错了。
First John is wrong.
约翰一书也错了。
Jude is wrong.
犹大书也错了。
See what I'm saying?
你会看见我的意思。
You can't do that.
你没有办法。
You destroy the foundation, and the whole superstructure collapses.
所以你把根基拿走了以后呢，整个就塌了。
But this book is the only way to properly understand the world in which we live.
所以创世纪是一个如此重要的书，你借着这本书才能理解今天世界的所有的事情。
So what is this way of Cain?
那这个该隐的路是什么路呢？
It begins with the denial of man's true sinful condition.
它开始的时候就是否认了人里面的罪恶败坏的本性。
Cain doesn't want to accept that he is a sinner worthy of death.
因为该隐不愿意承认他是一个罪人，本来配得死的罪人。
He thinks that God will accept him on the basis of his own ideas, his own creativity.
因为他愿意神去接纳他，借着他的献祭，借着他的想法来接纳他。
He refuses to bring God's sacrificial substitute that God has asked for.
因为他不愿意要神要的那个祭物带过来到神面前去。
He goes on to stain the earth with innocent blood, persecuting true worshippers.
然后他继续在地上待的时候，他就迫害了并杀害了那真正的神所喜悦的那无辜的亚伯。
And surrounds himself with comfort and pleasure away from God.
再往后走呢，他就用没有神的一切的娱乐来使自己得到满足和包围。
And so that's what we call the way of Cain.
这一条就是该隐的路了。
Get away from God.
远离神。
Never admit you're wrong.
从来不承认自己是错的。
Never come and bring the sacrifice God wants.
也从来不按神的要求带祭物到神面前来。
And set apart enthusiastically the task of decorating the world and living for yourself.
然后特别热情的去做一切属世界的事，唯独没有神来满足自己。
But this chapter ends with some real hope.
但这节呢，是有一些很美好的希望啊，在后面。
Because verse 25 says Adam knew his wife again.
那二十五节，我们回到创世纪四章，二十五节说
，And she bare a son and called his name Seth.
二十五节，亚当又与妻子同房，他就生了一个儿子，名叫赛特。
For God said, She hath appointed me another seed, instead of Abel whom Cain slew.
赛特的意思就是说，神另给我立了一个儿子代替亚伯。
And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos.
赛特也生了一个儿子，起名叫以挪士。
And then began men to call upon the name of the Lord.
那时人才求告耶和华的名。
So Seth is born, and his name means appointed.
那赛特名字就是指定的那个。
Maybe her hopes are raised again.
现在夏娃的盼望又起来了。
Recognize that God has appointed a replacement for Abel.
神呢又指定了一个替代亚伯的人。
And the son of Seth marks a kind of revival in true faith.
所以赛特意味着呢，一样借着真的信心，一个属灵的复兴。
Instead of running away from God, men begin to call on the name of the Lord again.
所以不是像该隐那样远离神，人开始求告神的名了。
So let's try and kind of pull all this together just in closing.
那我们结束的时候呢，我们现在把四章整个拎起来串起来看。
We talked about what real faith is.
我们在这里讲到什么是真的信心。
And it has to be based on a revelation from God, something God's revealed.
这必须基于神启示给我们的，什么是真的，什么是真理。
It must have a right object.
它必须要有个对的对象客体。
So let's go back to our Titanic story.
我们回到泰坦尼克这个故事。
Remember we said that people really were convinced the Titanic was not going to sink?
我们都知道人坐上去都相信泰坦尼克是不沉的。
In fact, one of the crew said that God himself could not sink that ship.
事实上当时的一个船员甚至说呢，就算神自己也不能让船沉下去。
That was a pretty bold statement, wasn't it?
这可是一个特别大胆的说法。
They had absolute confidence in the Titanic.
他们太有信心了，对泰坦尼克。
Now where I live in Missouri,
那我住在密苏里州的时候，
there's a Titanic Museum.
那里有一个泰坦尼克的博物馆。
I love that museum.
我很爱那个博物馆。
I've been there many times.
我经常去。
And when you go to that museum,
你去的时候呢，
they give you a ticket.
我给你一张票。
And on the ticket is the name of somebody who was on that ship that fateful night.
在这个票上呢会有一个人名，那个人就那天就在船上。
So imagine the guy's name is John Smith.
假设这个人的名字叫约翰·史密斯。
On my ticket.
在我的票上写了这个人。
So when you go through the museum,
然后你走完整个博物馆的时候，
your ticket might say John Smith, let's assume first class.Okay, so I'm in the first class cabins.
然后呢，这个票上呢，其实是就像一个船票一样，说约翰·史密斯头等舱。
So you look at all the exhibits of the first class section, see how you'd be living. Pretend that you're that person.
然后你进去的时候呢，你就会看见当时泰坦尼克里头等舱是一个什么样的设置，你就好像就在里面一样。
And they really want you to do that.
他们很希望你就去的时候呢，
so、you
参观的人就这么看。
You see the luxury that you would have been living in.
你就会看见你。周围这个是很繁华的，很奢侈的。
And then eventually you go into this room.
然后最终你会走到一个房间。
And the room is on an angle. And you have to try and walk in this room, but it's at 45 degrees.
这个房间呢，它其实是有个坡的，大概45度的一个坡。
See the angle the ship was at when it hit the iceberg.
这个就意味着呢，船已经碰到冰山了。
And then there's a section in the room where there's this big bowl of water.
然后呢，这个在这个房间的另外一部分底下呢，就有一池子水。
And they ask you to roll your sleeves up and put your arm in this water.
然后呢，但他们就会工作人员让你会把袖子卷起来呢，把手伸到水里。
And see how long you can keep it there.
看你能够多久能够撑住。
It's the temperature of the North Atlantic that night.
因为这个水的温度呢是当时一模一样北冰洋的温度。
And I don't care how tough you are.
我不管你有多强壮，
you can't keep your hand there very long.
你绝对不能把你的手放里面太久。
Because soon your whole arm begins to throb and ache.
然后你的手开始发麻，开始疼。
And eventually you've got to pull it out.
你很快你就会拿出来。
And that's the temperature it was that night.
这就是当天晚上真实水的温度。
Most of those that died didn't drown initially. They died of hypothermia. They froze to death.
所以绝大部分死的人不是因为淹死的，其实是冻死的。
And then they went down in the water.
然后就沉到水底去了。
And so then you go into the last room of all.
然后呢，你就会走到这个博物馆的最后一个房间。
And you find a list on the wall.
你会看见这个墙上会有一个单子。
And you look for your name.
然后你会在单子里找到你的名字。
And next to your name, it's going to say one of two things.
那在你的名字后面会讲两件事。
Saved.
得救了。
Or lost.
或失丧了。
It's very sobering, isn't it?
这是非常严肃的，对不对？
You see, you and I are on a journey through life.
所以你要知道呢，我们也是一样，在我们的一生其实是一个旅程。
And we may be traveling different levels of class.
也许我们是在不同的舱位在旅行。
Some might be very wealthy Vancouverites living in these big fancy houses.
也许有的人是在温哥华很有钱，他住在一个很漂亮的大房子里。
Beautiful cars.
很漂亮的车。
Just really wealthy.
很有钱。
And some might be barely making it.
有的人可能就是刚刚够养活自己。
But at the end of the journey,
但是旅途的终点呢？
It's going to say one of two things at the side of your name.
你的名字后面总是有两个选择。
Saved.
得救了。
Or lost.
失丧。
And what's going to make the difference?
那这个的区别从哪里来呢？
Did you have a savior?
你有没有一个救助？
See, those that were pulled out of the water, somebody saved them, didn't they?
所以那些在冰水里的，如果有人把他救出来，
they couldn't save themselves.
他们自己救不了自己。
Somebody saved them.
是有人要去救他。
And so the end of our journey is going to either say saved because you trusted in the blood of the Lamb.
所以在我们旅程的终点，我们要信靠耶稣基督，我们才能得救。
Or eternally lost because you chose the way of Cain.
或者永恒的失丧，因为你选择了该隐的道路。
Now let me tell you a true story about the Titanic.
我要告诉大家一个真实的故事啊，也是关于泰坦尼克。
There was a man on the ship called John Harper.
这个上面有一个人呢，他叫约翰哈伯。
He was an evangelist, a preacher of the gospel.
他是一个传道人啊，他专门去讲福音的。
The very moment the ship hit the iceberg,
那船撞上冰山的那一刻呢
，John Harper was on the deck leading a man to Christ.
他正在甲板上跟一个人讲福音，带他信主。
And the ticket that he had included a place on a lifeboat and a life vest.
他要的这个票呢 ，John Harper 的这个票其实是可以在救生船上是有一席的。
But he gave his seat and his vest to somebody else that didn't have them.
他把他的座位和这个他的救生背心呢，给了那一个还没有得救。
He said the ship's going down, but I'm going up.
他跟他那个人说呢，他说船是要沉了，但是我是要去天上的。
And he was swimming in the water, holding onto a plank, and swimming up to people and saying, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
然后他在最后的时刻，他就抱着一块木板啊，他飘到哪个人面前，就说：“相信耶稣基督，你就能得救。”
And the last man he said that to believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and was saved.
然后他在最后碰到那个人，就相信了耶稣基督，他就得救。
And John Harper froze to death and went down into the icy water.
然后他最后呢，就冻死了，就沉在了北冰洋里。
And the other man was rescued, saved.
然后那个得救的人却真的被救起来了。
He spent the rest of his life going around telling his story.
然后那个在水里最后既灵里得救也被救起来，就接续哈伯一生去传讲神的福音。这是个真实的故事。
He told the story of the fact that there was a night when he got saved twice.
他就讲就是这样一个简单的故事。他有一天晚上他被救了两次。
Saved in time by the rescuers.
在时间里。被一个人被别人从水里救出来
and saved for eternity because he believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and he was saved.
还有一次就是他在永恒里，因为他信靠耶稣基督，他永远得救。
And he said that I was the last convert of the evangelist John Harper.
他告诉世人，他是约翰哈伯牧师最后在地上救的一个人。
So we've talked about this story, and I want to ask you a simple question at the end.
所以我们讲完这个故事呢，我要在最后问大家一个简单的问题。
Which one do you most resemble, Cain or Abel?
那你越最像谁，该隐还是亚伯呢？
Are you like Abel that acknowledged that you're a sinner and you deserve death?
你是像亚伯那样，你承认自己是个罪人，你的配得就是死了。
By faith, laid your hands on God's Lamb, the Lord Jesus, and said, "I transfer my guilt to you."
然后你借着信心，你把你的手放在神的羔羊耶稣基督身上，说我把我的罪给你。
And trust that your death and shed blood cleanses me from sin.
他的死和血遮盖了你的罪。
Or you like Cain,
或者你像该隐
who is hoping that God will accept you on the basis of your own ideas and your own efforts.
你相信。神要接受你的宗教你的义、啊、借着你的努力
because at the end of the journey every person in this room is going to say at the side of your name either saved or lost
因为无论我们怎么过这一生在我们一生的终点我们在我们的名字边上总要回答一个问题我们是失丧的还是得救的
and what's going to make the difference is whether you had a savior or not
所以区别就是你是否救了你自己
I know that if I die right now in front of your eyes, I'm going to heaven.
我很清楚地知道，如果我在你们面前现在这一刻死了，我是去天堂的。
Not because I'm a preacher.
不是因为我是个传道人。
Not because I'm a good person, because I'm not.
不是因为我是个好人，其实我也不是。
But because I have a great Savior, Jesus Christ.
因为我有一个伟大的救主，耶稣基督。
He's the Lamb of God who shed His precious blood for a rebel and a sinner like me.
他是神的羔羊把他的血留下为了像我这样的一个罪人
And on the 16th of June 1981 at 20 years of age I thanked the Lord Jesus for dying for a wretch like me and I was saved
在1981年的6月6号那天晚上、我20岁的时候我跪在床前我接受基督成为我个人的救主
And you could have come here this morning lost and leave here saved
你可以今天早晨来你是失丧的但是离开的时候你是得救的
If you stop trusting in yourself and your own ideas
如果你不再依靠自己的意和努力
And the first time ever really behold the Lamb of God
你人生第一次很认真地看那神的羔羊
That takes away the sin of the world
那除去世人罪孽的
And seen as you're part of the world it means that he could take your sin
因为你也是世界的一部分他也可以除去你的罪
and the punishment you deserve
以及你本该受的审判
and you won't have to try and find happiness without God
你不会再说我不需要神能找到快乐了
you'll have deep lasting joy that you never thought possible
从此以后你从你里面会有你从来没有想过的平安和喜乐
because I want to tell you the best thing that ever happened to me was trusting Jesus Christ
我可以告诉你我信靠耶稣基督之后我所经历的从来没有过的事情
it's not just about when you die
不是说呢你当你死的时候才看见
see the Bible says this is eternal life that we might know thee the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent
这就是永恒啊永恒就是我认识神以及神所差来的耶稣基督
And you don't have to wait till you die to enjoy that
你不需要等到你死才享受这样的关系
I'm enjoying eternal life now
我在享受永恒的关系
And so can
现在
so can. Thank you for your very good listening
谢谢大家
Let's just pray
好我们一起来祷告
Father I would hate to think that at the end of this journey
主啊我们要真的不愿意去想这最终的结局
somebody in this room will have written next to their name lost
这样的结局若当中我们在座的有人他的名字后面写的是失丧
even though this morning they've heard that they can be saved
即使他们今天上午听了他们依然没有选择
oh Lord I ask that unlike Cain
主啊我们要求你我们不想要像该隐那样
They will get honest about their sin.
我们盼望每一个人都能对自己的罪是诚实的。
Admit that they're a sinner and deserve death.
承认自己是个罪人，也知道自己配得死亡。
And come into your presence with the only way that we can be accepted.
我们来到您的面前，接受救恩，这是唯一的道路。
By our faith in the Lamb of God.
也借着我们的信心和羔羊的血。
Who shed His blood.
他 流出了自己的宝血
as the perfect innocent sacrifice
作为那完美的祭物
we ask this in Jesus' name
这样的祷告奉主耶稣的名
Amen,
Amen.